shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are going to be joined this hour by Vernon Dozier. We also have on the line with us Herb Sewell. We're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl yesterday. In our final hour, in our news and information hour, we'll give you my read on the Super Bowl as I saw it and all the other stuff that went on, none of which amounts to much in my mind, but... And I don't think it amounts to much in the minds of anybody else other than the people that really needed something to talk about today, which was, like the news shows and stuff. The MIA, who is the singer that was on stage with Madonna, flipping off the camera, that was, I mean, it was classless, but NBC or the NFL should have expected it. Why'd they hire these people in the first place? That's what I don't get. Secondly, the controversy surrounding Tom Brady's wife, as far as I can tell, what she said was absolutely right. Now, it's not anything Tom Brady's going to say. And so and that's why it was good he didn't say it and she did, and some of the other things. 877-876-PHIL. I want to get on the line here. Vernon Dozier, who's going to join us from Glendale, California. And we're also going to have as well Herb Sewell to talk to us. Just give us some of the things that we were discussing over the weekend last Friday on the Super Bowl and what we were just talking about with Herb. Are you there?
I'm right here, Phil, and I'd like to say hello to Coach Dozier.
And Vernon, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I am here, and it's a little troubling to be on your program with this man. I don't mean any offense to you, sir, but my understanding, the crimes that you've committed, I'd just assume not be on the program with you.
Well, I was told by Mr. Hendry that I would be allowed to make some comments.
We decided that we'd bring Herb on, Vernon on, too, because he is a football coach, and I think we needed something more.
You need something more in what way?
Well, sir, he needs something more in the sense that they need somebody to know something about football. And, again, I'm not trying to offend you, but you have been in jail for child molestation. What are you thinking, Mr. Hendry?
I beg your pardon?
What are you thinking, bringing me on your program? I'm a teacher, all right?
All right, we're not talking about child molestation.
I know we're not talking about child molestation, sir. We're talking about football, but I don't know why I'm on the program with you.
And I'm sorry, Vernon, I didn't mean to upset you. I told him that he could talk a little football.
Well, he can talk all the football he wants. I don't want to be on the same stage with him, okay? I don't want to be on the same stage, and that's... If you understand anything, Mr. Sewell, you'd understand that.
I understand that, and I also understand it sounds to me as if you don't want to be made to look foolish by me. I might have a higher acumen when it comes to football.
Well, that was very funny, Phil.
Respond to it.
I don't have to respond to anything, sir, Mr. Sewell. I've been coaching football since I was in my 20s. I played professionally for 2 years in Canada. I know that's not much.
Canada. Ooh, Canada.
Let me explain something to you. I'm going to say it again, Mr. Hendry. Why am I on the same program with this man, a convicted child molester?
You don't have to be. I apologize, Vernon.
I would much rather that you not be on the program with me, Mr. Dozier, because what I have to say about football is insightful. It's up to the minute. And what I have to say about football, sir, is based on many years of experience, practical, hands-on experience. And the hands-on experience that you have, sir...
Oh, here we go with the old jokes. Haven't heard these.
Well, you know what? I'm going to hang the phone up, Phil. When you get serious,
I apologize.
No, that's all right. When you get serious, you call me back.
He doesn't want to be made to look bad.
I don't want to be made to look bad. There's no way some freak of nature, somebody that wasn't born, someone that was hatched, or maybe you grew on the bottom of a boat or something.
I grew on the bottom of a boat? What's that?
On the bottom of a boat.
Oh, I see. So that makes me a barnacle of some kind.
All right, Phil. Thank you very much, Phil. I'm going to hang up now.
My apologies. I thought it would work out, and I do apologize to you.
That's all right, Phil, but
Phil, if you let him hang up so we can start talking about football instead of getting sidetracked by someone... Who pretends?
I'm not pretending anything, sir. I don't need to pretend anything. I know exactly what I'm talking about. What I don't want is to be on a broadcast
with an animal. I'm an animal now, am I?
Yes, you're not a child. You're a child molester.
I was.
As far as I'm concerned, you still are. Okay, how do you like that?
Well, it doesn't make much difference. I'm talking about the Super Bowl now. If you don't have any experience or enough experience in football...
I have plenty of experience in football, sir.
And, well, then let's talk football, and why don't you start gas-bagging and jaw-jacking and flapping your gums, because really, it's getting boring.
Yeah, it's getting boring. You know what? You want to know what's boring?
Well, look, Vernon, I hate to interrupt you.
No. Whoa. Hold on. You want to know what's boring? Trying to explain to an animal like you what it's like being a civilized man.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Trying to explain to an animal like you what it's like being a civilized man who likes to build up life and be with kids to help them.
And not destroy them and be a piece of garbage like me.
Yes, sir. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, I thought I might. You're not very difficult to predict.
And I'll tell you something else, Phil. You would bring me on this program to be insulted by this piece of crap? Is it?
No, I apologize. And if you want to hang up, and I will say this, Herb, you're done, okay? If you want to keep insulting this man, then you're going to have to do it somewhere else, all right?
Well, then what are we doing here, all right? What are we doing here? Are we jerking gherkin? Are we going to get the... did you hear what he just said? Listen to the...
Would you watch your language, please?
Well, all I've been doing here for the last 5 minutes is trying to calm down Mrs. Dozier here.
Mrs. Dozier, huh? Okay. All right, you want to talk football, huh?
That's what I've been trying to do. But apparently your husband, you insult me one more time.
You know what? Stop it, Herb, right now.
Well, Phil,
I said to stop it. He's right. You have no right insulting this man coming from your background. You're lucky I got you on this show to talk football. You want to talk football? Let's talk football.
He didn't want to talk football.
Well, he does now, right?
I'd be very happy to, Phil. I'd be very happy to run this guy around.
All right, fine. Run me around. I don't care. But let's get to it. So far, all we've been doing here is burning daylight. You know, while we're still young.
Oh, isn't he funny? While we're still young.
All right, who's going to kick this off?
I will. No, I will. I will. I will, because I said that I'd be on.
I'll do it. If you don't mind, Phil.
Go ahead. Let's let Vernon do it.
Well, then what am I doing on your program?
You're on my show to talk about football when I say. Vernon's going to kick it off.
Excuse me, but I've got to collect my thoughts here. I didn't anticipate I'd be coming on a program and get assaulted like this.
Come on, will you?
Excuse me?
You want to get on with it? Let's go.
Okay, Phil. You know, I tried...
No, just shut up, Herb. Just shut up.
All right, I'm shutting up.
Can I go?
Go ahead.
The football game that we saw yesterday between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots.
Right.
Herb, if you say one more thing, I'll hang up on you.
Why am I not allowed to... Am I supposed to sit here and listen to him drag it out on purpose because he doesn't know if he doesn't have his information right?
I've got my information right, sir. I want to get my information out the way I get my information out and not have you in the peanut gallery, okay?
I'm not in a peanut gallery. I actually have a pretty good seat. It's called One of the Guys That's Doing the Show. And I simply wanted you to get to it.
I'll get to it when I get to it. And if I hear you say one more thing, I'll promise you something. Never mind. Phil, the football game that we saw yesterday between the New England Patriots and the New York Giants was a ball game that rolled out in exactly the manner that I thought it would. The New York Giants were going to be a football team that the Patriots could not stop on offense.
You mean on defense?
If he doesn't shut his mouth.
Will you shut up, Herb, and let him say what he wants to say?
He's not saying what he means to say.
What do you mean I'm not saying what I mean to say?
When you said that the Giants were not a team the Patriots could stop on offense, you mean that the Patriots can't stop them on defense?
That's what I meant to say, yeah.
All right. Why are you yelling at me?
I would rather you keep that...
Just be quiet, Herb.
In the football game yesterday, Phil, the game rolled out the way I said it would, the way I told my wife it would, the way I told my friends it would. And I can tell you, whether Mr. Sewell thinks so or not, I know
This game, there's no way that Sewell knew how this game was going to go. Would you tell him to shut up?
Just shut up.
No. Oh. The New England Patriots could not stop the New York Giants, so they only had one option, and that was to score themselves. The Patriot offense, which is a patented machine, it's led by a man by the name of Tom Brady. You ever heard that name? Sure you have. Can he throw some touchdown passes? Gee, I don't know. Tom Brady is a guy that can lead that offensive machine known as the New England Patriots any which way he wants. That's what they had to do on Sunday, and that's what they did not do. As a consequence of that, the Giants went up and down that field just about every drive and scored on every drive. And when the Patriots came up short on that second to the last drive of the game, when Welker dropped the ball, that was the end that the Giants needed. They knew they now could get that ball, take it down the field. Okay, that's my initial look at it.
All right, Herb.
The New York Giants yesterday came into this football game completely ill-equipped to take on the New England Patriots. The problem was the Patriots were scared out of their wits. The Patriots were intimidated by the New York Giants on offense and on defense. The Patriots could have used much more of a pressure zone, even a blitzing zone if they wanted to, but no, not the Patriots. No, they don't want to do that. They're too scared of the deep threat. They're too scared of people beating them deep. And, of course, people could beat them deep because they were scared of that. But if they had not been so frightened, if they'd used a little bit more of the blitzing zone, I'm not talking about going on the full man-to-man coverage. I mean a blitzing zone, then they might have been able to intimidate Eli Manning just a little bit. And let me say one other thing before we start dumping all over the New England Patriot defense. They stripped that ball twice and gave themselves an opportunity both times to have field position well inside of New York Giant territory, and both times they came up empty-handed. If you ask me what the turning points of the game are, I say both of those turnovers, which the New England Patriots were not able to get their hands on.
What do you think the turning point was, Herb? I mean, not Herb, but Vernon?
Yeah, you're asking me.
No, Vernon?
What do you want?
Well, what do you think the turning point in the game was?
You know, I am offended that you let him get on here and talk all, you know, he talked good about football, and that makes me look not very bright, and it also, one more thing, it also makes me not look very bright against a guy talking football who also was in prison for child molestation. So this has been a 1-2 punch that, man, I'm doubled over, and I'm holding on to.
Yeah, you're holding on to what?
All right, let's take a break here.
You better. No, we're not.
Take a break. We'll be right back with more on the Super Bowl yesterday. An analysis of the Super Bowl is Herb Sewell and Vernon Dozier. 877-876-7445. Vernon seems to feel that the ball game was over when Wes Welker dropped that ball. For Herb, the turning points were the strips, the fumbles by the New York Giants that the Patriots could not take advantage of. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we are with Vernon Dozier. We also have Herb Sewell, who we have instructed. I don't want you, Herb, taking advantage of the situation. You realize that you've got a lot of people listening to this broadcast tonight who don't like you. And, you know, I'm really close to not bringing you back on the show because of the horror of child molestation. The fact that we brought you on this show many years ago to comment on it, and now you're trying to leverage it.
See, that's exactly what he's trying to do. He's
hold on for a minute, please. You know, Mr. Hendry is not talking to you. He's talking to me.
I said that's exactly what
All right, hold on. He's right. Hold on. I don't want you using the opportunity to belittle people or to insult people or anything like that. Do you understand?
I understand 100%, Bill.
article. I'm simply saying that you were speaking to me, not to Mr. Dozier, and I apologize if I was interrupting too much. And
see, that's the whole thing. He was interrupting, and he was interrupting at the least opportunity. I was trying to explain the game. Now, I would hope that because of I'm a football coach, you would give me some respect. And I would,
I want to give you respect, but you are having, number one, you didn't want to give me respect.
I'm not going to give respect to a child molester, sir.
Well, sir, then if you don't want to give me respect, but I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut while you take 10 minutes to warm up and get into your topic, and
I don't need 10 minutes to warm up and get into a topic. I know about football. I've coached football.
Oh, God, here we go again. Billy's going to give me his resume. And
all right, well, you know what? He does deserve that level of respect. By the same token, Herb, you did take a lot of... Look, you're going to be on the air with a guy or not. You could have hung the phone up. You didn't. She's just going to have to deal with that. All right, now hold the line for just a moment here because we're going to get Margaret Gray here. Margaret calling from Santa Monica tonight with her read on the Super Bowl.
Am I to understand, if I could just get in here for just a moment?
Go ahead.
Am I to understand you got him? Oh, boy.
She's a woman, right?
Yes, she's a woman.
All right, is she? She's not a sports reporter, though, is she?
No, she is not.
Then why is she on the program?
Excuse me! All right, let's get Margaret, how you doing?
Well, Phil, I'm fine. You know something? You know what I find to be really fascinating? Men tend to become a little panicky. They tend to become a little jumpy even before they know what it is you're going to talk about. I think that's an interesting aspect to men. They always want to anticipate. They're rarely right. And in this case, they won't be right. And they wind up looking a little foolish.
This is Herb Sewell, Margaret. I don't know that I was told that I would be on here on a three-person panel. That's my only point.
Well, you're not on here on a three-person panel because I'm going to say what I have to say, and then I'm going to leave.
All right, well, that's good news.
And I heard that comment as well.
I'll say it again. That's good news.
And I heard that comment as well.
He's trying to get your goat.
Excuse me, I know how to handle myself.
And that's good news.
So we're in the third grade, is that it?
Right, Vernon, what's the point?
The point is that I didn't, just as this guy Sewell, I didn't know that this was going to be a three-person...
You just said, I didn't know that this is going to be you sound Italian.
Oh, is that right? Do I sound Italian?
So what if he sounds Italian? But what has that got to do with it? Why don't you say what you want to say and leave?
You know, I expect the woman hate from Mr. Sewell because he's so sick mentally, you know. But from you, Vernon, I'm surprised. We used to have a very good relationship.
No, we did not. Not the way you're talking.
And what way do you think I'm talking?
I think you know what I mean.
Well, allow me to go outside and get sick in the sewer if you're saying what I think you're...
I'm not saying...
All right, hold on. What's the point of all of this? Okay?
I don't know what he's referring to, but if he's referring to what I think, allow me to go outside and be sick in a sewer.
Are you talking about sex? No, that's what she's talking about. And
Oh, God. Oh, God! Phil, I'm out.
All right, hold on for a minute.
I told you I...
All right, so she hung up.
I knew she would hang up because I brought up something.
I might as well ask you, have two of you had a relationship?
No, thank God.
Then why would you even go there?
Mr. Henry, I'm not stupid. I know I'm treated as if I'm stupid. Every time I come on your program, you treat me.
Oh, my boy, look at him. He's going to start to ball like a baby. I didn't think I'd see this.
I'll tell you this much, Sewell. I may ball like a baby, but I'm not above getting in my truck. I can warm it up right now. It'll take about 5 minutes to warm it up, and I can get to wherever you are.
And what?
I'll beat your ass so bad that when you finally do your research work, okay, that you'll have to use your feet, your ears, parts of your body that you would never think you'd have to use to manipulate a computer.
What? What are you talking about?
All right, what?
He's got me so angry I can't be creative.
Well, I got you so angry. You couldn't be creative even if you were at peace with the world. Even if you've gotten the head coaching job with the Patriots, which is what I think this is about, because...
Okay, thank you. Just put everybody on hold. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We're actually doing a roundtable here with Vernon, with Herb, and Margaret Gray will be back. But we've got to talk her into coming back on the air. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
If you're going to put me back on with that guy, you better tell me to shut up or I'm going to shut up.
Phil Henry.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we're doing our post-Super Bowl analysis. We have Vernon Dozier, who we did actually have scheduled. We brought Herb Sewell in as a last-moment commentator. Not that we hadn't scheduled you, Herb, but we had scheduled you at the last moment, and we did not anticipate having you talking about the Miramonte thing. Margaret Gray has also joined us with an editorial comment as well. Let's start with you, Vernon. I know you had a couple of points you wanted to make.
Well, the first point I want to make, Phil, is number one, you know, there's been an awful lot of yelling and screaming and people making fun of me. And this man, Mr. Sewell, every point that I try to make, you have a man that's been in jail for child molestation, taking his shots, getting his cuties in, getting in his little one-liners, and at every turn, throwing garbage on me, throwing garbage in my face, and laughing while I wipe it off. When I wipe down. And what do you mean wipe down, sir? I'm not doing. You allow me to finish a statement without your.
Can I say something?
By the way, Margaret called us back. Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I hung up, but let me say something. I think Vernon has a good point, Herb. You do need to be quiet.
Madam, I have been quiet.
Excuse me, don't insult me with your pretense to some kind of manners. Don't insult me. All right? Don't insult me.
All right, I won't insult you.
Then don't insult me.
You done?
Yes.
You know something, Henry? The next time you do this...
Call me Phil. I don't like being called Henry.
Oh, boy, yes, yes. Well, excuse me.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry.
Just call me Phil. It's okay.
All right, Phil. I want to say what I want to say, and I don't want to hear the child molester, and I don't want to hear Her Royal Highness interrupting me. That's all I'm asking for.
Then don't be a sarcastic ass.
Excuse me?
I said don't be a sarcastic ass.
I second that. I have not been a sarcastic ass. I haven't called anybody any names at all. And
you called me a child molester.
Well, isn't that what you are?
That's what you are. You'd have to keep pointing it out.
Would you shut up, please? You too, Margaret.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.
In all of my life...
Shut up. Now, the point that I was going to make is this. And this is the first good point that's been made this entire hour, talking about the football game yesterday. Now, you listen and listen good, because I'm a football coach, and I'm going to tell you something... And I'm going to teach you something that you don't know. Number one, even though I do come from Texas, and that's sort of the South, although in Texas we don't really consider ourselves to be part of anything other than Texas, I should have some sympathy and some respect for SEC football. Well, no, I don't. I don't have respect for SEC football. It could be that when I was playing for East Texas State, every time we played an SEC team, we were destroyed. I don't mean we were just beaten. We were destroyed. And we were destroyed because we were a small school, not because they're so great. But they used to walk off the field thinking they were God's gift to football. I used to laugh at them, man. I'd have blood coming out of my mouth, Phil. I would take hits. I'd take forearms. I would take casts to my mouth. There was one guy they had in the middle, and this was a guy by the name of E.J. Hollab. He went on to play with the Kansas City Chiefs. This guy, Hollab, would take a cast he had on his right arm, and he loved to torture me with it. He would beat my face in until I had no teeth left. And just blood pouring out of my mouth. But you want to know what I did, Phil, when I walked off the field? I'd laugh. I would laugh with a mouth full of blood, and I would just look up and go, hey, EJ! And, oh, my God! That must have been frightening. You better believe it was frightening.
I scared hell out of that boy.
So you would just go, hey, EJ, ha-ha, with just the blood?
Yeah, all done with blood and no teeth. All the teeth are gone, long gone. I'm not even, in fact, he would powder my teeth out of my face. He wouldn't just knock them out. When they came out as just mists of powder. That's my teeth. So there's no point in going to look for them.
Well, so you're telling us about how you got mutilated. What's that got to do with anything?
Right. We don't need torture stories. And
excuse me, I can make my own points. I don't need you coming up, you know, beside me to sort of be the pilot fish. I'd like you to stay clear of me if you don't mind.
Madam, I'm not trying to get next to you. I can believe me when I tell you that. In fact, there is no getting next to you because your hips act as sort of a natural bumper.
And you know something, Phil? I've taken about all I've...
All right, would you please grow up and just let him finish?
Thank you, because I haven't even made my big point. And
yeah, I know that. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
All right. Make your point.
My point is, if you look at the New York Giant roster, guess what? They don't have one SEC player, not one Southeastern Conference player, that's worth a pinch. They do have, you know, DJ Ware, but that's it. And they only have, like, what, eight SEC players.
Yeah,
but one of them is Eli Manning. And would you please, sir, I'm trying to tell you, one of them is Eli Manning. Well, you're a liar.
Well, Eli Manning went to Mississippi.
Gotcha.
Eli Manning went to Mississippi. You're right. He did go to Mississippi.
Gotcha.
But, madam, would you please not do that anymore?
Gotcha.
Would you please not do that anymore?
Gotcha.
Would you grow up, all of you? Grow up.
Not me. I didn't do anything.
All right, the two of you, Margaret.
I just said he got it.
I heard you. I heard you the second time you did it and the third time you did it. And I heard you also, Herb, so you don't need to do it anymore.
Okay, Eli Manning went to Mississippi. What's your point?
Well, you said that there were no quality players that went to the SEC.
All right, there's one. And let me say something else. Eli Manning is overrated. He's over...
Oh, my God! Overrated what? Overrated is what? As a guy that does gardening, maybe he's overrated at giving tea parties. But he's not overrated as a quarterback. I have to agree with that, particularly when you look not just at this game yesterday, but let's talk about the San Francisco game. Let's talk about...
Excuse me. Where do you get off talking to me like you're all, you know, hey, like you're on, what's that show, Pardon the Interruption, or the sports reporters?
Well, apparently someone has got to jump in here with some thoughts that make sense, because you have embarrassed yourself.
I really agree. I don't care if you agree, pervert.
The lady's making a point, right?
Go ahead. Argue against my point. Other than Eli Manning, what SEC player is worth a pinch of coon stuff? Okay?
Well, let's talk about this. First of all, the SEC, which I think is an overrated conference as well.
Thank you.
But I also know that the Big 12, I think, is... What's the conference with Penn State?
That's the Big 10.
The Big 10 has more players on the New York Giant roster, so what are you worried about the SEC for?
There, right there. See, that proves it. That proves it.
That proves what?
It proves that the Big 10's got more players on the roster of the New York Giants than the SEC.
But that wasn't your point.
Excuse me, am I arguing with you too, Phil? I know I have to argue with her and the pervert. Now I've got three of you on me. You know, Phil, I can fight for my life, and I will fight to the death. But if the three of you want, if I got three of you on me, I got three of you crawling on me, I don't know whether I can do it. I don't know whether I can make it.
Oh, poor you.
Listen, I want to get in here because that was my point. And my point was simply this, that the Big Ten, with 12 players on the roster, obviously overwhelms the number of players on the from the SEC. But here's an even better point. Do you know how many players are on the New York Giant roster from the Pac-10? That is the West Coast Conference with USC.
I would imagine they've got quite a few.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, how many?
Three.
You're a liar. The lies, that's the part that I don't like, the lies.
How do you think we're lying? You know, Vernon, because you don't do your homework. There are more players on the roster from the Big 12 or the Big 10 or whatever
You know, look, you want to talk about a Big 12, you and I can have a private conversation. And you know what? You're a vile, vulgar piece of garbage. You really are. And if my husband were here to hear the way you're talking...
Yeah, what is that 80-year-old man going to do?
Well, you know, if you're 80, you can sure as hell squeeze off both barrels.
Both barrels?
That's right.
Well, now, that's some pretty big talk there, pervert. Talking about both barrels.
All right. You know what? I haven't heard... The point you made about the Big Ten is I don't get it.
I said there's only three players.
All right, so what? I think the good point that was made here, and I'm not even sure why you didn't make it, Vernon, was that there are more players on the New York Giant roster from the Big Ten than there are from the SEC.
I was going to make that.
No, you were not going to make that point. You didn't know what point you wanted to make.
I have to agree. You sounded as if you were flummoxed. You really sounded out of it. Hey, you know something? I know exactly what I'm doing.
But if you know what you're doing, then why don't you do it? You said that Eli Manning, you're trying to make a big point about the SEC and say Eli Manning's overrated. Why didn't you bring up the Big Ten?
You didn't know that about the Big Ten, did you?
Ever since I got on...
You did not know that about the Big Ten, did you?
Ever since I got on this program, I've had a pervert crawling all over me. I've had this woman... And you, Henry, who I thought would back me up.
I'm backing you up, Vernon.
No, you're not. You let the pervert crawl over me. You let the woman straddle me. You let that woman straddle me like she was the dominant animal in a new litter of puppies.
Okay, whatever that means.
Oh, you don't know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. I will tell you this. She made a very good point about the number of players in the Big 12 or Big 10. I don't know what the hell it is you guys are trying to say overall. Are you saying the SEC is not a great conference?
That's exactly my point.
Well, you're making a stupid point. Of course it's a great conference. The two teams that played for the national championship.
My point is that was chosen by a computer. Thank you very much.
But so what? You don't have a better system. In fact, I haven't heard you say anything. Mr. Henry's giving you the benefit of the doubt. I haven't heard you say one intelligent thing. Eli Manning's overrated.
And I was just kidding.
No, you were not kidding because I heard the same comment. You really do. Look, I'm not one to go with Herb Sewell. He's a pervert. I think he belongs in a dungeon. And I wouldn't mind if they tortured him some more. But when it comes to football, he's God.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Are you believing that? I'm laughing, too.
Hold on for just a minute. We got to get to the final point. I've got to take a break. We have to get to the final point that Margaret came on here for, which, of course, was a commentary on the halftime show, as well as Tom Brady's wife. And her comments, and Vernon Dozier's point about the SEC is so off. There are 8 players from the SEC on the New York Giant roster. There are 12 from the Big Ten. There's only 3 from the Pac-10. We only bring up the Pac-10 because we're out here on the West Coast. The Pac-10 has ceased being they haven't been a good conference since SC got the death penalty. We'll talk more about it when we come back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show as we do a recap of the Super Bowl here. Tonight, next hour, our news and information hour. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back. Here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We have our news and information hour that will be coming up next hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And right now, we have Vernon Dozier, we have Margaret Gray, and we have Herb Sewell joining us for our final segment here discussing the Super Bowl. I think it's been interesting. I think what's been happening here... Hold on for a minute, Vernon.
How can you think it's interesting when you've got a pervert?
Whoa, okay?
Hey, Mr. Henry is speaking. What's with a hey? You try to back me down? Step to me. And, hey, listen.
Would you guys be quiet and let me finish? I think what's been interesting is that there has been an awful lot of attacking of each other in terms of personality and so forth. I haven't heard a whole lot of... I don't know. I haven't heard a whole lot of football being discussed. And
I don't know what you're talking about, Phil. I came on this program and I said that the SEC was not represented, I think, in the New York Giant roster the way they talk like they're all this and a bag of pork rinds, you know. And
well, you missed it, though, you see.
How did I miss it?
Because, as Miss Gray said, they are more packed Big Ten players.
Well, and you missed it, too.
Yeah.
See? Ha-ha, you missed it, too.
Well, both of you missed it. And, Bill, can I make my point now about MIA?
Yeah, go ahead. Margaret, this is, I want to hear this, because you're talking about the young lady, the singer at halftime that flipped everybody off.
Yeah. MIA is very well known as a very edgy performer. She is a woman of, she has a lot of opinions. She's very well known as an edgy and outspoken performer. There's nothing secret about this woman's ability to spike the controversy a little bit. There's nothing mysterious about this woman and her ability to stir up controversy. So I would say that the National Football League acted very, very rashly. I think the National Football League, to be honest with you, was as stupid as a lot of people think football players are. When they booked this woman, this MIA, not taking into consideration the controversy that she generates, and not taking into consideration the possibility that she was going to do something outrageous that she's done before.
But I don't understand. Why can't the woman show some restraint? Boy, look who's talking.
I want an answer to my question. Why can't she show some restraint? Why are you putting this on the NFL?
I'm putting it on the NFL because they should know better. That's what she does.
Well, when you say that's what she does, in other words, you're saying someone comes into someone's living room, squats, and excuse me for putting it this way, but I have to.
No, well, this is what you do. That doesn't come as any surprise.
No, that's not what I do. I take exception to that. I'm trying to make a... I've had to go over the top in this hour because no one's listening to me.
I've listened to everything you've said. We've caught you in every glaring mistake possible, sir. And I will tell you...
I ask you something. Why do you go... why do you do that?
Why do I do what?
You go...
He's right. You do that.
What?
You go,
Yeah, you always go, You sound like, you know, one of these... You sound like a dribbler, you know?
What do you mean a dribbler?
You sound like a man that can't... You can't keep the drool in your mouth. You go, What is that?
I'm talking to you about your performance on the program this evening. You know, it's me catching my... I'm trying to think. I'm, you know... Don't you go,
I go, I don't go,
That's the big difference, sir. We'll say, well, and that's a normal person. But you, because of the multiple perversions of your life and the fact that your mind is so rotted out by the multiple perversions you've committed that it's dried up and the only thing you can do is hit that one neuron that goes,
Well, wasn't that pretty? That was a wonderful way to dismiss a fellow human being.
You know, fellow human being, buddy, you got me all wrong.
Well, all right, then what? Then maybe you're not a fellow human being, you're a fellow what, reptile? Maybe you're a fellow, australopoid? Are you a, what did you call, is he calling me a kangaroo? Is he calling me a wombat or something?
No, he's not calling it. Phil, the point that I'm making about this woman, and then I'm going to hang up because I can't,
this is what I thought would happen when you get a woman on here, she'll bawl. And cry.
I feel like crying. I feel like crying the first minute I saw you.
So you're fantasizing about me.
Will you people just stop for a moment and let me get Margaret straightened out? Margaret, just finish your point, dear.
I was going to say that she was telling the National Football League, when she flipped off the camera, she was telling the National Football League and everyone watching in New York, in the broadcast booth, everywhere, she was saying, this is what you get for being so stupid as to hire me for your cheesy halftime show. How dare you have me be a supporting player in an homage to Madonna? As Madonna celebrates her own greatness, as Madonna is the high priest at her own high mass. I am MIA, and that's one woman's opinion. I think that's what she was saying.
Well, I don't think. I think that was a very nice way of explaining it. But I don't think that imbecile I saw today on television, or yesterday on television, would say that. I don't think she had any. Oh, there you go again. You know what? I know I'm going to hell for the things I've done. That's already said. That's already accomplished. I know I'm going to hell. Everyone out there in Radio Land knows I'm going to hell. You all know I'm going to hell. So I'm going to be in hell. When the doorbell rings, I'm going to answer it, and you three, you too, Mr. Hendry, will be standing there, and I'll have the crap-eating grin on my face.
Okay, so he's hung up. Margaret, you there?
Vernon?
I'm here. And the way he locked out, what a gutless wonder.
Anyway, thank you very much. It was a good hour.
No, you can't tell me this hour's over with.
Yes, it is.
Well, I still had my recipe.
All right, we'll be back. Our news and information hour coming up. I know I'm going to hell. When I'm there and I hear the doorbell ring, I'll answer it and I'll have the crap-eating grin on my face. We'll be back. I don't know. Is that how we get to hell? You push a button and the doorbell rings? The devil answers. All right. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Think to yourself.
Phil Hendry.
What an idiot.